It was a beautiful holiday weekend in the Cambridge Valley with the sun shining, a gentle breeze reminding us fall is right around the corner and our last chance to do the whole summer reading thing. Connie Brooks of Battenkill Books is with us to prove there are plenty of great reads, even when the seasons change. We have all our favorite bookstore sections and celebrate the region's independent bookstores every Tuesday and have them bring us to new places. So Connie is here this morning with some wonderful suggestions. Connie, great to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you, too. I'm glad you made it to the store this past
weekend. I spent some lovely browsing time in the store and had a great time, as always. So where would you like to begin?
Well, I thought that I would start with a book that I have not actually read yet.
No one has.
But no one
has. It's been embargoed.
That's right. And it's interesting, I think, too, from my standpoint, a bookseller's standpoint, we usually hear about books months and months, as you do, before they're published. This was a book that I didn't even know the existence of until several weeks ago. We found out that there was a really big book that was going to be coming. We didn't know a title, an author. We didn't even know what the topic was. It turns out to be the book No Easy Day, The First-Hand Account of the Mission That Killed Osama Bin Laden by Mark Owen. And it was embargoed. No one's seen it. We got our copies in the shop yesterday, so I won't see it until I actually get back up there, you know, this afternoon.
Yeah.
So, but of course, they have to do that for security reasons.
Is it on sale tomorrow?
Today.
It was on sale today because it was supposed to be on the 11th.
It was going to be September 11th, and then they moved it to today. I'm not sure the reasons why, but it did go on sale today.
So
you will find it in stores starting today. Now, Mark Owen, of course, is not this man's real name. His name and the names of the other SEALs in the book were changed for their security. Owen is a former member of what's known as SEAL Team 6. And according to his biography, he's participated in hundreds of missions around the globe, including the rescue of Captain Richard Phillips in the Indian Ocean in 2009. Owen was a team leader on Operation Neptune Spear in Abbottabad, Pakistan on May 1st, 2011, which resulted in the death of Osama bin Laden. Owen was one of the first men through the door, and he witnessed bin Laden's death. The book is an unauthorized account in that the Pentagon has not approved it. And apparently the author could face legal action for breaching non-disclosure agreements that he signed while in the military because, of course, the Pentagon's afraid that he's revealing secrets and intelligence. No Easy Day, obviously, is going to be a very sought-after book, and that's why I wanted to mention it, even though I haven't seen it or held it in my hands yet, because I'm sure many, many people will want to learn more about the military action that led to bin Laden's demise.
It is No Easy Day, and as we mentioned, the name Mark Owen is a pseudonym, and Mark Owen will be on our program next week with using a voice disguiser, and will be on the show talking about the book next week.
Oh, fascinating.
And, that unless anything changes, which it is, a lot has changed in a very short period of time.
Yes.
But again, the name of the book is No Easy Day, The First-Hand Account of the Mission That Killed Osama Bin Laden by Mark Owen. Next.
Next book I brought in, you just had her on the show, and I didn't realize that when I was putting my notes together, but I brought in The Beautiful Mystery by Louise Penny. And so you just heard from Louise, so I won't reiterate all of that. But just to say that this is the eighth book in her Chief Inspector Gamache series. We adore Louise Penny at Battenkill Books. I have many, many customers who just can't wait to get their hands on the new one. She always uses these great locations in Quebec. I love that this one's set in a monastery. I love that, you know, she talked about she wanted to explore silence. All these monks have taken this vow of silence. And then, of course, all that changes when a murder takes place, you know, in their midst. And it's a great, great book. She just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, I really think, I said this in the introduction, but I think it's her best one. I'm not sure I've read all eight, but I've come darn close if I haven't. And boy, this is good stuff.
Yeah, Yeah, I always tell people, definitely start at the beginning, but also know that you just have, you know, these other seven books ahead of you that are going to be awesome. So,
it's The Beautiful Mystery, a Chief Inspector Gamache novel by Louise Penny. Next up is a book I just started reading over the weekend, and I'm greatly enjoying.
Oh, great. So we move from Quebec to the American Midwest and then Los Angeles. And this is Laura Lamont's Life in Pictures by Emma Straub. It's her debut novel. It's the story of a Midwestern girl who escapes a family tragedy and is remade as a Hollywood star. Begins in 1920, and we meet Elsa Emerson. She is the youngest and the blondest of three sisters. She's born in idyllic Door County, Wisconsin. Her family owns the Cherry County Playhouse, and more than anything, Elsa relishes appearing on stage, where she soaks up the approval of her father and the embrace of the audience. But when tragedy strikes her family, her acting becomes more than a child's game of pretend. She's still in her teens, and she marries and flees to Los Angeles. She's discovered by one of the most powerful executives in Hollywood, who refashions her as a serious, exotic brunette and renames her Laura Lamont. She becomes an Academy Award-winning actress and a genuine movie star, yet she still must strive to remain true to herself in the midst of the glamour and dizzying fame that stardom brings. And it's just really, it's a fun, warm, and delightful book. Yeah, I would recommend it. It just went on sale today, and definitely worth picking up.
Now, am I right? Is her father Peter Straub?
Or do we I'm not know sure.
That? We don't know that.
I don't
okay.
know that for certain.
I thought
it
I had read
be.
That, but I'm
yeah.
not positive on that.
I'm
because
not
she had a
positive
short,
either.
She had a short story collection mm. out about a year and a half ago, which mm-hmm. was great. And I thought at that time it was...
That's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Well, it could be. Could
yeah,
be.
It is true.
Right,
okay.
Run in the family. Good.
Yes. Yes, it is true. I just Googled it. It has to be true.
There you go.
It is Laura Lamont's Life in Pictures by Emma Straub. Coming up, or next up, is a book that I finished this weekend.
Oh, great.
Which is really one of the best literary novels I've read in a long, long time. Amanda Copland's The Orchardist.
Yeah, so this book and the next one that I brought in take us to the Pacific Northwest, and they are very dark and gloomy, as I think of the Pacific Northwest. And we start with Amanda Copland's The Orchardist, which takes place at the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, and introduces us to William Talmadge. He's a quiet, reclusive man who tenderly cares for the apples and apricots in his beloved orchard. One day, two teenage girls appear and steal some of his fruit. They later return to the outskirts of his orchard to see the man who gave them no chase. Half wild, scared, and both of them very pregnant, the two girls take up residence on Talmadge's land. Just as the girls begin to trust him, this fragile peace that they have established is shattered by some people who come in from the outside, and Talmadge is then set on this course to try to save and protect these girls. Fabulous story. The second that I brought in also takes place in the Pacific Northwest, and it's Wilderness by Lance Weller. 30 years after a Civil War battle has left him maimed, Abel Truman has found his way to the rugged, majestic coast of Washington State, where he lives alone in a driftwood shack with his beloved dog. Wilderness is the story of Abel, now an old and ailing man, and his heroic final journey over the snowbound Olympic Mountains. As Abel makes his way into the foothills, the violence he endures at the hands of two thugs, who are after his dog, mingles with his memories of the horrors of the war, the friends he lost, and the savagery he took part in and witnessed. And yet there is brightness too, especially in the people who have touched his life, including an escaped slave who nursed him back to life and the unbearable memory of the wife and child he lost as a young man. Though he is haunted by tragedy and loss and brutality, Abel has somehow managed to hold on to his humanity, finding oases of kindness along his very complicated path.
The name of the book is Wilderness by Lance Weller, and before that, The Orchardist by Amanda Copland. And a programming note that Amanda will be our guest on the book show next week.
Oh, fabulous.
Talking about
Great.
The Orchardist. Next.
Next is a biography that I brought in. And so from this was a geographic journey in my book picks today. From the far west, we moved to the far east. And this is Home is a Roof Over a Pig, An American Family's Journey in China. It's by a woman named Aminta Arrington. Arrington chronicles her move from suburban Georgia to a small town in China, where she travels with her husband and three young children, including an adopted Chinese daughter. She has very high hopes for their journey. She expects to understand a country thousands of miles across with thousands of years of history, perfectly manageable, of course. And she is determined that her daughter, Grace, who was born in China, will regain some of the culture that she lost when the Arringtons brought her to America. Arrington begins to teach at the university, not realizing that she's countering the propaganda the students had memorized for years. Her creative, independent, and loud American children chafe in their new classrooms. And at nearly every turn, the family is bewildered by the seemingly endless cultural differences they face. As Arrington recounts how they begin to find their way, she provides a story of one family's glimpse of the new China, as well as their very personal account of how adoption changed their whole world. So it's an interesting, it's not just a travelogue, it's not just one family's adoption story, it's kind of both of those things all mixed into one.
With a great title, Home is a Roof Over a Pig, An American Family's Journey in China by Aminta Arrington.
And lastly, I brought in two kids' books. Our dear friend John Katz, who is local to us up in Washington County, has a book that's coming out today. It's a book for children, Lenore Finds a Friend, A True Story. And the pictures in the book are actually John's photographs. He's a very accomplished photographer. And the story is adorable. It's geared for the preschool set. It is about his black lab puppy, Lenore, when she first arrives at Bedlam Farm. And it shows how all of the animals just won't have anything to do with her. The donkey tries to kick her, and the Rose the Border Collie has her work to do. But she is a determined little pup, and she seeks out the least likely animal on the farm to make her friend, who is a grumpy ram named Brutus. And she just bowls right in there and starts kissing him on the nose. And the two actually tenderly become friends and seek each other out in the barnyard. It's a really sweet story. I read it to our story hour last week to try it out on the kids. And it's beautifully paced and it's charming. And it's just a great story. So that's Lenore Finds a Friend by John Katz.
And you have an event coming up with John on the same day that another book of his will be.
Yes, we do. John, it's a big month for John. On September 25th, he has a new book, Dancing Dogs, which is a collection of short stories that's coming out. He'll be with us on Tuesday the 25th at 7 o'clock talking about that book, but of course also talking about the new kids' book. So, yeah, we'll keep him busy for the month.
And he'll be joining us on the 25th as well to talk about that and promoting both of those events. Anything else?
And I have one more if we have time.
We do.
This time of year, a lot of parents ask for books to help ease their children back to school. And I have a personal favorite, which is The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn. There's a lot of books out there on this topic. I personally object to a lot of them. A lot of them scare the bejesus out of kids, and they say, oh, school's, the teacher's a monster and the kids are scary. No. You don't want to plant those thoughts in their head. But The Kissing Hand is just so sweet. It's about Chester, who is a young raccoon. He's about to go to school that's in the forest for the very first time. And he's not scared, but he is just a little unsure. He's not, you know, he's just a little bit worried, which yeah. I think is such a better approach than saying, oh, no, it's going to be really scary. And his mother is very reassuring, and she tenderly shows him that there's a way that he can keep her love with him all day long. And The Kissing Hand is when she plants a kiss in his little palm, which she says travels to his heart, and that he can keep with him all day long. And it's just sweet and reassuring. And kids really grasp that kissing hand idea. And my son, he actually came up to me this morning. He gave me a kiss in the hand, and he said, "You can take that with you to the bookstore." So
there you go.
Kids really get it, and it's very, very sweet. So
that is very sweet. It's The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn. You can go to the Battenkill Books website at battenkillbooks.com and find the complete list there. Better yet, go visit them. It's a beautiful bookstore right on Main Street, 15 East Main Street in Cambridge, New York, and just go up and spend a couple hours like I did.
That's right.
Connie, it's always a pleasure. The list is also on our website as well, wamc.org, and just go to the roundtable page. But battenkillbooks.com. Connie, it's always a pleasure. Happy late summer, early fall, whatever it is.
Yes.
Happy new school season
Happy
to you.
Happy new school year and all that. Oh, and the cheese tours this weekend, if anybody wants to come up for the cheese tour in Washington County.
Very excited about the
Very
cheese tour.
Very good excuse to come on up to Washington County and stop by the bookstore on your way. So
excellent. Good advice. Again, battenkillbooks.com. Connie, thank you very much.